Mira Wilson, empowering parents to do what works for you with your unique family, even if that looks a little odd to others, keeping you company and unlocking useful mindset tools and gems of wisdom as we grow and learn together. My name's Kate. Welcome to the podcast. Hello, welcome to episode 10 of Neuro Awesome. And today we're going to look at all things cyclical living. And before you can say, what? It may well explain why there are certain days, weeks, when you have less patience with your children, when things are more challenging. It explains a lot when you really think about all these bits that I'm going to talk about to do with cyclical living. So before we get into all that, a very quick update on us. I was supposed to hear last week to hear whether my middle child had his EHCP through, like in draft form, or whether we've got the he's been assessed as to whether they've said yes to it or we've got a big no. So we don't know. So I'm waiting. So the deadline was actually last week. So I have tried to chase that up, but yes. I had this with my eldest son and they were a few days late getting back to me, but not a week late. So fingers crossed, that will give him more hours of support in school. So that's the hope. Anybody else going through the HCP process here in the UK? Hey, I feel you. It's complicated, it's long, but it's worth it. I don't know if any of you have listened back to my story, but I applied initially for my eldest son and was rejected. And I think personally I didn't put enough detail, I didn't quite know what I was supposed to write, what wasn't. So I did get like an advocate from a company, like a private company, to write me a letter, and that I believe is why we got through and he was assessed and that was approved and everything, and same again. So yeah, but obviously yeah, we're still waiting for the final decision. So yeah, and also I found a holiday club that my children can actually go to. If any of you feel like holiday clubs generally in mainstream schools or private holiday clubs your children can't cope with, or rather the holiday clubs can't meet the children's needs and are not maybe as understanding as they could be, and they have got to cater for lots of children and it's not the right environment, have a look. It's worth looking on social media in your local area to find out if there are any SEN groups running holidays or holiday clubs and things. It's well worth looking, because I found one, like fingers crossed. Like we've been through so many holiday clubs and it's always been a no, they can't cope, or we've had phone calls, no, they need to be picked up, this is not the right environment, various incidents, and it's just been a disaster. And I've just thought it's a good job I work flexibly, because there's no way that I would be able to work like 9 to 5 every day, because I haven't got the childcare. In the holidays, it's obviously even harder and everything. I'm a single parent on my own. So yeah, to find that is going to be huge in the summer where I need to work. And also just for my own sanity, I just sometimes need an hour to myself, half an hour to myself, my own sanity, just to reset my own mindset, which make sure you do, because it's important. It's important. It's not a waste of time. Quite the opposite. Right. So anyway, let's get in. So today's episode, all about cyclical living. It's because this episode is inspired by the way I'm feeling right now. There will be times when you feel quite low mood and have less patience and less tolerance and find parenting even more challenging than normal. So it's healthy to know and to understand that as human beings, we are cyclical. The way that we live, We have these rhythms and patterns that work in a cycle, like the seasons. The four seasons of the year, during winter, there's more darkness, so we're more inclined to like stay at home, stay warm, sleep longer, as many animals do, hibernate. That is nature's way of telling us to get more rest during that time, in the colder periods. And then in summer, that brings like an abundance of extra sunlight, and that boosts our energy, and that's when we can be more active in getting things done. So that should give you an example. The same for understanding your menstrual cycle. Obviously, if you are female, if you have menstrual cycles, that can be a game changer, because are there times when you say to yourself, like, why am I feeling like this? Why do I feel like everything's going wrong? Life's awful. I feel really low. And then your period maybe starts a few days later and you go, oh, that's why I felt so rubbish. Well, yes, hormones can have a massive impact on mood, and the way you feel, the way that you do things, and how much energy you have. That's another cycle that affects us, and it's important to know, rather than going through things day to day, carrying on and expecting to be able to fire on all cylinders as normal, do the same routines and expecting everything to run smoothly and be able to give 110% every single day, because that's not always possible. And if you're more aware of these cycles and rhythms that go on for us naturally, then it can help you be a little bit compassionate to yourself, or maybe plan things around this, plan things for when you have more energy, and plan days at home when you know you're not going to feel that great, have that much energy. Then it can make your life a lot easier and your family's life a hell of a lot easier too. So we live in a world where we almost programmed to work against these cycles and this natural rhythm. We're almost programmed to work in this 20 to the 24 hour clock, like day, night, work, like a work 5 days, 2 days off, work 5 days, 2 days off. It's this pattern, when actually our cycles of and rhythms of energy need to flow naturally, like the lunar cycle. So obviously the 4 week lunar cycle is longer, so we're not expected to, if you look at that for example as a cycle, you're not expected to cram all your work into one day or 1 week. That's if you look at a lunar cycle over the month, how you know you've got the full moon and all of the, not a moon expert, don't claim to be, but look how that works. Then you've got all different phases of the moon, and they're changing through the whole of the month, and that does have an effect. And as we are made up of so much water in our bodies, that the moon does have an effect on us, and that's this longer cycle and period to use your energy and work with your energy allows you to create balance rather than being in this constant state of imbalance. For every push, there must be a pull. There's got to be this balance, like a seesaw. So, like I said, for the seasons, when it's winter, some people suffer from SAD, where you feel really low mood through the lack of sunlight, and how many people say on sunny days, like, oh, when the sun shines I feel so much better. So many of us feel more energized and lifts a mood with the sun. That is natural, that for us to feel that way. And with the shorter days, feeling like the opposite, feeling more like, oh, I need to rest. I want to snuggle up with my duvet. I want to stay at home and have a little cozy day at home, have a lie in or whatever it may be. Take pleasure in these rest periods and end of cycles, and appreciate those and utilize those to avoid burnout. It's not a waste of time. You shouldn't feel guilty. I know this is easier said than done. You shouldn't feel guilty for taking this rest time out because everything's a balance. There are times when you need to and you feel energized to be active and you create things and work and do different projects and go on adventures and things. But there are also times, the opposite to that, to reflect, restore, and go inwards and have more rest and slow down. And that is naturally how we are wired to be, because you are a cyclical being. And often society tries to make us see everything as linear and have this linear mindset, and it's all go, 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 go. But we can't constantly be productive without rest and recuperation as well. You look at different animals that hibernate in winter. They know that's the time to slow down. Look at the fields and the trees. They know, again, that they don't do anything in winter. Like, the trees are bare. There's nothing growing. It's all quiet. It's all the rest time. And that's okay. That's the way it is. Everyone knows that's just winter. In the autumn time when the leaves are falling, that's the way it is. They need to shed. That's a process that needs to happen. And then in spring, things start slowly to come back to life again. And that, if you look at the way that you do things and you live your life as a bit like that. So if you're not going 100 miles an hour from the 1st of January or whatever it is, every single day of the week, then that's okay. Just remind yourself that's okay. That's the way nature intended us to have rest times, not to be go, 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 go every single minute of the day. Like, you are a human being. You're supposed to be and live, not a human doing who feeling that you have to just do every second of the day. Otherwise, you're not enough. Maybe you feel not worthy. Maybe you feel like a not good enough parent if you're not doing all the time. It's the opposite to that. You're modeling to your children that it's okay to have a rest. It's okay to sit back, read a book. It's okay to have days that are quieter and slower. You are modeling this to your children, which is massively going to help their mental health as well. And that kind of creates like a calm, slow atmosphere and environment around them as well when you are taking the time. So it has huge benefits for everybody. Knowing your menstrual cycle. If you are a woman, if you have menstrual cycles, getting to know your cycle can be hugely, hugely helpful. And when I say that, I don't mean like, when are you going to bleed? Like, how many days? I mean, getting more knowledge, being more aware than that. Being aware that during your follicular stage phase, which is like from the start of your period, around like 10 to 14 days, you will feel good. Hormones are fluctuating all the time. You've got your estrogen, your progesterone, your serotonin are fluctuating. And in the follicular phase, when from the start of your bleed, basically, for 10 to 14 days, you will naturally feel good, energized, want to do things, want to get things done. So that's a good time to plan more work projects, more going out, doing different things, trying different things. You know, getting out there out of your comfort zone and doing whatever you need to do. Also, during ovulation, that's even more high energy period of time, although that is quite a short window, the ovulation, isn't it? And then it's the luteal phase after ovulation where your mood can change. And this is where you can experience more mood swings, changing appetite, lacking focus, and that's where it can get hard. That's the hump that you hit where you can make you when you can start to feel less patient, less tolerant at home, find parenting and everything more overwhelming and more challenging. That like run up to your actual period where you to your actual bleed, it can be hard. So if you find yourself having a hard time, giving yourself a hard time during that period, just not feeling yourself, just think to yourself, where am I in my menstrual cycle? Because it could just be your hormones, and just knowing that, like, oh, that's all right, it's just my hormones making me feel like this, can make you feel so much better. And you don't start thinking, what's wrong with me? Why am I a bad parent? Why can't I do this? Why am I not productive? Just know that it's okay. It's my hormones. And as well, something a little bit less related, but I've started, say, especially to my 10-year-old, when I am suffering like that and I'm maybe a little bit less short-tempered than normal and having a hard time, I will say to him, look, I'm on my period. That's why I've been grumpy today. That's why I've been in a really bad mood. He's 10 now. He's had like sex education at school, so he kind of understands what that means. But I just want to say that because I don't want him growing up thinking that when I am in a bad mood sometimes, that it's his fault or he's done something. So even if he doesn't quite grasp what I'm going on about when I say, oh, it's my period, then he knows, oh, it's mum on a period, it's not me, I haven't done anything. So yeah, and he knows that it's okay, that even adults have days where they have low mood or they find things difficult or they're quite grumpy one day or feeling a little bit angry, that that's just what happens. It's not just kids that have a tough time. It's all of us. So yeah, so getting to know, being aware of your menstrual cycle, absolutely key. It has changed the way I think about things, certainly changed my mindset when I'm having a hard time. I do look at how my mood is affected by my hormones, but also looking at seasons and what, certainly when you're planning holidays or looking at different work projects or whatever it is that you're doing in your life, think about your energy levels and how you're going to feel. And also get to go taking sort of the picture even wider than that, thinking, okay, if you've just had a newborn baby, then that whole year, maybe more than that, is going to be a season of your life when you are going to be slower, more restful, like taking things slower, not maybe achieving as much in terms of like work or go, 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 go with in all areas of life. Whereas maybe if you've got older children, then maybe you have got a year where you can do more things with work, more action-packed things with your children, have more goals and things. So it's good to be aware, and it stops you being so critical of yourself too. And how great to be able to teach our children and model this to our children that, yeah, it's not natural, it's not healthy for anyone to be on the go 24/7. We all need rest and relaxation. That's natural. It's good for our mental health. It's good for everyone. So yeah. So hope that's been of some use for you, and so you've taken something away from that today. I have got my website more organized and up and running than it has been. So that's a neuroawesome.co.uk. I have my awareness cards on there now, and there's a few other bits and bobs. If you use the code podcast, you get 10% on everything. The awareness cards, which you can hand out to strangers, if you find people staring at you when your child's having a meltdown, or you just want to raise awareness, in different, you're having a hard time with your child, you feel really judged and criticized by other people around, or some there's been an incident, something's happened, you've just got this card, this little awareness card, like a little business card that you can hand to somebody. They can read it, explains, my child has autism, or my child has ADHD, or my child has whatever, explains their needs, says that my child's finding this situation particularly difficult at the moment because of their needs. Thank you for your understanding. That explains a little bit to them in a simple way, gets them off your case. You can concentrate on your child. and you don't have to deal with other people making your life harder than necessary. So they are really handy. So yeah, they can download those for free on euroawesome.co.uk, and or you can buy them in packs of 10 if you like the physical cards, if that's easier. So yeah, but thank you so much for listening, and I will be back next week. Take care. Bye bye.